the list of companies that have gotten hacked just continues to grow more and more and more. T-Mobile was one of the highest profile ones as of late. But I mean, if you've gone to a Wawa, if you're a JP Morgan Chase customer at one point, you were probably hacked. I mean, can we just assume at this point that everyone in America has been hacked at least at some point over the past few years?
It's funny you should mention that, because that's actually my column for this week, basically pointing out that, yes, if you live in America, chances are your content or your information has been part of a hack. So you've been hacked. There's nothing you can do about it at this point. Just move on and accept it. There's some things that you can do to protect yourself, though, if you have been hacked already, which, again, you likely have been. Some experts that I spoke to said specifically that you could put a freeze on your credit accounts. Now, this would be limit the ability for criminals to open up new credit cards in your name, take out loans in your name, and those could negatively impact your credit score. They are cumbersome, though, and taking them off is also a hassle, especially if you're going out for a home loan or you're getting a new apartment, things along those lines. But that's a good way to protect yourself. As far as what we can do to stop these companies from basically letting our information go out the door, a lot of experts point to a need for some kind of punishment system that the government would put into place, some kind of damages where they would have to pay up. And we have seen fines levied against some companies, Equifax, obviously one of the biggest. But, you know, a lot of issues come down to they'll just provide you with credit monitoring for 2 years. In Equifax's instance, it was 10 years. In some instances. So there really needs to be some kind of mechanism put in place. Congress is working on something, but hey, that's probably never going to happen, because what does Congress do? And, you know, states are working on things, but it's really a patchwork. So I don't know that we'll get anything specific on the national scale. But really what it comes down to is, if you want to protect yourself, your best bet is to do that credit freeze and continually monitor your credit.